presents Raise a Love with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Laidman Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray.
Understand it, Kitty. I don't understand it. Why should a solicitor want to come around and see us?
Oh, you've been saying that for 3 days now, Ted. Ever since that letter arrived. Anyway, it can't be anything serious.
Maybe you're right, dear. After all, we don't owe anybody any money. Well, not since they took the fridge, the washing machine, and the vacuum cleaner back. Do you realize they'd have taken my electric train set to if I hadn't paid up?
Yes, Ted. Now let's forget all about it, huh?
You're right, Kitty. The solicitor will be here at 11, so we'll find out soon enough.
Ted.
Yes, dear?
Why would a solicitor want to come round and see us?
Well, perhaps it's just that... Oh, Kitty, we've been through all this before.
Gosh, wait a minute.
What?
I wonder if it has anything to do with my Uncle George in Australia. The last time I heard about him, he was 96.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. Mm-hmm. When did you last hear about him?
20 years ago.
Oh, that's very good, isn't it? Somehow, dear, I think we can write Uncle George off.
Uh-huh. In that case, Ted, maybe it's on your side of the family. Hey, by the way, what was that you once told me about your Uncle Egbert and the Mayflower?
Oh, him. Oh, well, I was exaggerating a bit, darling. Uh-huh. It was only a bob trip round the lighthouse.
Still, he may have left you some money, Ted.
I doubt it, dear. He still owes me a shilling for the boat trip. No good us worrying, Kitty.
No.
The solicitor will be here in a few minutes, and then your female curiosity will be fully satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty?
What, Ted?
Why would a solicitor want to come round and see us?
Well, this is where we could find out. I'll go, darling.
I'll come with you.
Good morning.
How do you do?
I'm from Merriday, Tompkins, Filsworth, and Makepeace.
Do come in, Mr. Merriday.
Yes, I'm not Merriday.
I'm sorry. Well, come in anyway, Mr. Tompkins.
Thank you.
Good.
I'm not Tompkins.
Would you let me take your coat, Mr. Filsworth?
That's very kind of you. Thank you, my dear. I'm not Filsworth.
You know, I must be on a winner now. We've been through the list of runners. Well, now, Mr. Makepeace.
Oh, I'm not Makepeace.
Well, you could have fooled me.
Yes. My name happens to be Smith.
Smith, yes.
Smith. You see, when I joined the firm 35 years ago, they'd already printed the headed paper.
Tough luck, son.
Well, luck. I expect you're wondering, why would a solicitor want to come round and see you?
Well, it had crossed our minds. Yes, but just as a matter of interest, we're very sorry to hear about him, whoever he was, and how much did he leave, and when do we collect?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think there's any money involved at all.
Kitty, put the cork back in the sherry bottle.
Even so, this is rather an interesting case. Certain papers have come into our possession which prove beyond any reasonable doubt that you are the fifth Baron of Endersby Village.
What? Did you hear that, Kitty?
Yes, dear.
Your own clever hubby is a Baron.
Oh, darling.
Oh.
You may bring out the sherry again, my little baronet. And while you're at it, give this friendly knave a drop.
Uh-oh, he's off. Mr. Smith, before my husband goes out collecting tithes and taxes, could you tell us a little more about this place?
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Yes, the title has been out of use for some 90 years, and it is yours should you wish to accept it.
Accept it? I'll be wearing vermin. Of course we'll accept it. You know, it's funny, I've always had the feeling I should have been a baron. Somehow, I've always had a feeling that I was a cut above the peasants of Endersby Crescent. What is the next move, Mr. Smith?
Well, you can start using the title.
Good.
And these documents here will give you a little background regarding your family.
Yes, yes.
Well, now, I'd better be getting back to Snodgrass, Tumbleweed, and Winkle.
Snodgrass, Tumbleweed, and Winkle? What about Merriday, Tompkins, Filchworth, and Makepeace?
Oh, yes, of course.
What about that lot? Yes.
The other firm was the one I started my apprenticeship with. You
know. 10, 20, 30, 40.
Thank you very much, yes.
Well, good day, Baron. And you? Baroness.
Sure. Bye-bye, Mr. Smith.
What do you know, Kitty? What do you know? The Baron and Baroness Ray.
Yes.
This is going to change our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
We must do the thing properly, you know. I'm going to be a real feudal baron.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah?
But if I know anything about it, you'll wind up being a futile baron. What's the good of a title anyway, Tess?
Oh, so we've started, have we? Look, darling.
Yes.
As I remember, your mother was very proud of her title. Heavyweight champion of Wolverhampton.
Ted! Now, will you please stop that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was only teasing.
Well,
I'm so excited about this wonderful news.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at this, Kitty. My ancestral home used to be on the site of the present Frog and Nightgown.
Well,
imagine that.
That figures you've been practically living there for the last few years. Ted, let's face it. You're a baron in name only. It doesn't mean a thing, darling.
Doesn't it, though?
No.
I'll soon show you what it means. You just wait till you see our coat of arms over the front door. Our monogrammed hot water bottles. You'll realize what it means for me to be a baron.
Yes, Ted. And now, honey, if you're all through, the baronial fire is going out. You can just nip down to the dungeon and get me some coal.
Women. Especially baronesses. Good morning, Gloria, and what a morning it is for us blue bloods.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ray, I'm not quite with you.
All I meant was, my dear, that it's a great day for the aristocracy.
Yes, I suppose so. Come to that, it's probably a great day for the Irish, but where does that get us?
Don't confuse the issue, my dear. What a good job I'm a kindly baron.
I say, are you terribly sure you're all right, Mr. Ray? I mean, I'm sorry you're too late for elevenses, but perhaps you'd like a little something hot, eh?
That's the best offer I've had this morning. Don't tell me we have Diana Dawes in the broom cupboard. No, my dear, the truth of the matter is that I've just become a baron. Apparently it was in the family 100 years ago or so.
Oh, how divine! That's wonderful! That's simply wonderful! Well, Mr. Ray, that makes you one of us.
Of course. Let's cut a vein or two and fill our fountain pens. But what a pity we've got a rabble like Trumbull working with us. Just think of it, Gloria. Baron Ray. What a good job I've had the foresight over the years to collect cups and saucers and cutlery and towels, all stamped with my initials, B.R.
Oh, how contemporary! Mr. Ray.
Oh. Ray, step into my office a minute, will you?
Listen to him, the uncouth oaf.
What was that, Ray?
You heard. Things are going to be very different, Trumbull. I've been looking up my family tree.
I trust they were all enjoying their bananas, Ray.
Now, stop sniggering at once, Trumbull. I just come into a title. You're looking at Baron Ray.
Oh, congratulations. I don't believe we've met. I'm Lady Godiva. Now get back to your desk, Ray. Just thank your lucky stars that Bossy Wossy is in a very good mood this morning.
I have a document here. Trumbull, just cast your mince pies over this. Go on, have what they call the good butchers.
Well, upon this whole... do my mince pies be... I mean, according to this, you really are a baron. Ray, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say a thing. Just start toadying.
Well, I must admit, this does put me in rather a hole.
In that case, I think I'll have a little toadying in the hole.
Oh.
How about that? And we'll have a little more respect from now on. You can think yourself very lucky I'm standing here, Trumbull. I could be mixing with people of my own station, like Count Basie. Duke Ellington, to say nothing of Prince Littler.
Not forgetting King Kong.
Trumbull, how dare you?
I'm sorry, Ray. Oh, dear. Baron?
There's a history attached to my family, you know. One of my ancestors was successful in the field at Cressy. Oh, yes. Another one did well in the field at Agincourt, to say nothing of a third one who did some sterling work in the field at Bosworth.
Most interesting, Ray. I mean, sir. What a pity your generation has been unable to emulate your forebears.
Is that so? Let me tell you, I've had my moments in the field. Particularly in the field behind the Frog and Nightgown. Well, I can't stand here. I must be going, Trumbull. There are one or two things that need attending to.
Oh, of course, Ray, of course. Well, do pop in from time to time.
Oh, of course, Trumbull, when I can, of course. Yes. Now to get back to my baroness and give her a hand peeling the royal spuds. They're King Edwards, of course.
Well, darling, the news has certainly got around. Everybody's so polite. Several firms in the High Street have asked if we'd like to open an account. Mr. Grimswold was the first one.
Mr. Grimswold?
Yes.
Yes. Well, he's the undertaker, but the thought was there.
You haven't heard all the good news yet, though, Ted.
Really?
Diane's, that beautiful place for gowns, have offered me limitless credit. And I got the run of Cecil's, the hairdresser.
Yes, and if I know Cecil, you'll have to run. You go in for a teasy-weasy and come out in a tizzy-wazzy. By the way, Kitty, we'd better get this place straightened up a bit. I'm expecting visitors over the weekend.
Well, who are we entertaining? Or are we just starting on page one of Debrett?
Well, we're not exactly entertaining. I'm anticipating a coach party from Ballon. Let me see, 30 of them at half a dollar a time. That'll be, £3.15. You know, it's funny. When I'm at the office, I can never add up like that when it's Trumbull's money.
No. Now, just hang on a minute, my odd little baron. Are you trying to tell me that we are in the stately homes business?
Then why not?
Well, here we go again.
Yes?
Ted, how can you possibly pass off 49 Endersby Crescent as a stately home? A home in a state, yes.
Thank you. You don't seem to realize that we've got lots of items of interest in this house, which the British public should not be denied from sharing.
Oh, darling, now really, what are you talking about? Why, we haven't even got an old battle axe.
She lays herself wide open, this girl. Here it comes. Is it my fault your mother left yesterday?
Now?
Ah, but wait a minute.
Where?
Talking of your mother, and we usually are, there's that German helmet she sent us when she was in the famine. That'll be good for an exhibit.
Yeah.
And, of course, we then come to our portrait gallery.
Our portrait gallery?
Yeah.
Now, that should really be a hit.
Think so?
2 framed snapshots of us taken on the beach underneath Tower Bridge.
Oh, you remembered.
Yeah. Well, that just about completes the portrait gallery.
It does no such thing.
No?
Have you forgotten about our masterpiece?
Huh?
The Stag at Bay?
Ted, everybody's got a copy of The Stag at Bay.
At Herne Bay? You don't think of these little things, do you, dear? Whatever you say, we are going into the stately homes business.
Oh, what's the good of me talking? Ted, won't you please realize once and for all that before you have people coming around visiting, you've got to have a house full of very old furniture, very old carpets, very old fittings. Ted, do you realize something?
What, dear?
Are we in the stately homes business?
That's better. You see, you're getting used to the idea.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Kitty, I'm going down to the appropriate office to check on our family crest.
Oh, and I can imagine what that'll be.
What?
2 cross niblicks rampant over a pint pot.
Women. And that wouldn't be a bad crest. Well, here I am. This is the place, the office of heraldry. I hope he's in. And there are interesting exhibits in the window, too. 2 types of shields, South and Ella. South and Ella. Yes. Well, I... You never know. I I should get a family crest in here, all right. I'll go in. That doorbell does follow me around. But what's this weird-looking crest? Two eyes crossed over a parrot's beak.
Do you mind? My name is Sid Mincy, and I happen to be the manager of this family tree's pruned, coats of arms shortened, and mind what you're doing with that lance in front.
Well,
what can I do for you, then?
Mincy, you are now addressing the Baron Ray.
Really? What a barren waste.
Now, look, you can stop that at once. I'm hardly through the door, and you start slipping them in. I won't have it, you know. Now, Mincing, I want you to check up on my family crest. Or failing that, perhaps you have a sign that would suit me. Not that one.
Now, then.
We can do without that for a start. You must lose a lot of dukes that way.
Thought I'd slip it in. Now, what is all this title about, then?
Well, it would appear that I am the fifth Baron of Endersby Village. At one time, my family lived on the site of the present hostelry known as the Frog and Nightgown. Now, let me see a few family crests.
Yes, of course, Henrietta.
Good.
What about this one here?
Yes.
This used to hang over the portals of Lewisham Castle.
Oh, yes.
Yes, note the inscription there. Perillium Wulficus Wulficus.
Very impressive. Something like that might suit me, Mincing. What's the translation?
Beware of the dog.
Wolficus, Wolficus. Thank you. But you're barking up the wrong family tree.
You're slipping them in now, aren't you?
Well, now let's have a look. I'll sort one out myself. Now, these look more colourful. Quite a nice board around some of them. Why didn't you show me these before?
Just because I didn't think you'd be interested.
Why not?
You see, we're having this shop done up, and that's the wallpaper book.
Really? Well, you could have fooled me. Anyway, where's my crest, Mincing? I want to get it nailed to the front gate before it gets dark.
Very well, then. Now, what about this one here? Beautifully designed, isn't it? And look at the inscription underneath it there. Look at that.
Yes.
Terrificus Fantasium Weedicus.
That's the one.
Thank you.
Wrap it up and I'll take it with me. Do you do the nails at this count as well?
Please. For a baron, you're a bit of a Charlie. Now, I thought perhaps you might want a translation of this inscription here. It means intrepid we stand, intrepid we fall.
You think I didn't know that? I speak Latin like a native.
Yeah.
I'm one of the lads.
Good. Yes. Of course, I would deliver it personally, you know, but I have another commitment.
You never let me go, do you?
No.
I just can't walk away, can I?
Not really.
No. I've never done anyone any harm. Why pick on me? I do a good deed every day. I help old ladies to carry Boy Scouts across the road.
Sydney's talking. Sydney is talking. Well, Teddy's sorry. Teddy is sorry. Well, that settled that then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Righto.
Right.
Now, this commitment I was talking to you about concerns an export order of specially made armour for the Far East.
Ah, so now we're off to Hong Kong, Min Singh.
I can take it now that you have finished. Little quipperist. No more slipping them in. Thank you. You see, the gentleman we made the suit of armour for sent it back for alterations. Oh, Hai Ping was quite upset.
Well, if I know Hai Ping, that's understandable. I suppose every time he sat down in his armour, Hai Ping heard a low clang.
No.
No?
This is the truth. You see, Hai Ping was buying it as a birthday present for his brother, Fu Man.
Yes. It must be very difficult buying presents when you've got everything.
Yeah. Anyway, Fu Man was having trouble with the visor, a fact that made his meal times very tiresome.
You know, I could imagine that. Eating out of tins is bad enough, but when it comes to eating in one...
Well, all we had to do was to oil the visor, and now it remains permanently ajar.
Really?
Yes.
He must look like a tired table lighter. But Mincing, as I see it, you sent a suit of armour over to Hong Kong for Hai Ping and dropped the clanger. Because Fu Man couldn't get his bamboo suits through the visor. and you fixed it so that it always stays permanently open. Why is that?
Well... Can't you see?
Yes?
No. Hyping.
Yes?
Can watch.
Minson, you're doing your little noodle, aren't you?
You see, no hyping can sit and watch Fu Manchu.
The idea of taking our family crest off the front gate this morning. It took you 3 hours and the use of a lot of words I've never heard of to nail it on.
You see, I do listen to your mother when she's here.
Yeah, Ted, please.
Anyway, darling, well, about the crest. I might have known I couldn't trust that mincing. Him and his Tripicus Fantasium Weedicus.
Well, what's wrong with that? I rather like the translation, intrepid we stand, intrepid we fall.
So did I, but I've just found out what it really means. Huh? Think of it, darling. Tripicus Fantasium Weedicus.
Yes. Yeah.
We're fully licensed for dancing and the sale of tobacco.
Oh, great.
How about that?
No.
4 times old Mother Harris knocked us up to ask me for a Paul Jones and 1/2 ounce of chewing tobacco. She's got no respect for our position. But I'm sure the coach party from Balham will be different.
Yes,
Ted. You'll see.
Maybe they'll be satisfied with 3 choruses of Knees Up Mother Brown. Well, this place is going to be some letdown for them, you know. I mean, let's face it, it's been a letdown for me for years.
Well, I've got no intention of putting them off, dear.
No?
They want to see a real live Baron and Baroness, and it's our duty not to disappoint them.
Yes.
Just a minute, dear. I think I can hear somebody coming.
Oh. Ted, what are you doing putting on that white coat and peaked cap?
Well, I might as well make a charge for coach parking.
Oh, great. Well, that's really baronial, that. Any chance of me getting the cut flowers concession?
Don't overdo it, dear.
No.
This is the moment, Kitty. Come on now, brace up.
Yes.
Nose in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly regal look.
Yes,
a bit above it all. Uh-huh. And change your penny. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 49, Ray Towers, the ancient seat of the 5th Baron of Endersby Village. Will you kindly pass my cap down the queue? Thank you very much. Thank you. No foreign coins, please. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will pause a while in the baronial hall.
Baronial hall, mister? We've got a bigger one in our prefect.
Down, sonny. And don't do that. A new visit to Ray Towers would be complete without an inspection of this genuine moose head.
Oh, where'd you catch that in, mister?
In a moose trap. Where else? Sonny, don't do that. He looks horrible. And now, passing on...
Hey, I'm mister.
What is it now? When does your new term start at the reform school?
Dave?
All right, Sonny. The Baron didn't mean it. Nice little boy. Now, what do you want to know?
Well, then, what's that label doing on that moose head? It says, lot 17, 3 and 9.
It does? I'll kill that fool toy in the second-hand shop. Oh, it's perfectly simple. It just means that my ancestors shot a lot of them in 1739. That's it. I like that bit.
You're shooting a stomach.
Sonny, let me try this scarf on you for size.
Size?
Yes, sir. Well, passing into the baronial lounge, what do we see?
A dirty grey hole in the carpet, 2 crack cups and a jar of marmalade.
Sonny, come here. Here's your money back. Go out and buy yourself a razor.
Oh, Ted, some idea this is. I don't like strangers barging all over my house. They've had all our clean laundry out of the airing cupboard twice. Now, come on, Ted, they've started to drift out. Look.
Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for your patronage. Do tell your friends. We are open from dawn till dusk on weekdays and full licensing hours on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, I hope you're satisfied now, Ted.
I thought everything went remarkably well, Kitty.
Yes, darling, including our cutlery. We're practically cleaned out.
Oh, don't worry, Baroness. I'll soon get that replaced.
Huh?
4 more cups of tea in the station buffet. We'll be restocked.
Oh, not more visitors. I couldn't stand it, Ted.
Shh, darling, it might be a party from Shoebriness.
Oh.
Or the Bicycle Club from Hackney Wick. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ray Towers. Now, passing along on the left side of the transept, we see the... Oh, no. It's Mr. Trumbull and Gloria. Do come in. No charge.
I should think not, Ray. Ah, good morning, Mrs. Ray.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're both here.
Thank you.
Miss Jackson, tell them where we've been.
Well, you suggested the park, but I talked you out of that.
Yes. But I mean after that.
Well then, afterwards, you went to the Frog and Nightgown and you had a long discussion with the landlord.
Precisely. And what did he say, Miss Jackson?
Well, as I remember it, he said, don't you think you've had enough?
Oh! That was after, I mean, when I'd learned the good news. I was celebrating.
You might tell me what this is all about, Trumbull. Don't you know it's very rude to burst into a baron's household and carry on a private conversation? It shows a certain lack of breeding, Trumbull.
Baron Bilge and Poppycock Gray.
Where do they come from?
I'm going to delight in telling you this, Ray. I might have known there was a flaw in it from the beginning. I have conclusive proof that you are far from being a baron. Now what have you got to say, Mr. Ray? Eh, Ray?
Mr. Trumbull, will you tell us what's happened?
Bah, Ray, bah.
You're really in a rut, Trumbull, you know. You're in a rut.
That's not even what you're in, Ray. You and your stupid ancestors, buffoons, poltroons, and plain loons, each and every one of them.
You can't talk about my family like that, Trumbull.
Oh, can't I, Ray? Well, what about this little document here? Found in the archives of the Frog and Nightgown. Have a good look at it, Ray.
Let me see. Oh, no.
Ted, what is it? What are we now?
Oh, you're sweet. What are we now? Well, darling,
yes.
Brace yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That solicitor didn't read it very well.
Huh?
You know, he said I was made a baron of Endersby Village.
Yes.
Well, it isn't quite like that, dear.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, all my ancestor did was to lay the bar on at the Frog and Nightgown. And half the time he was underneath it. And I'm responsible for all his debts, amounting to £4.17 in gold crowns. Isn't it marvelous? I get myself into who's who and finish up in what's this. You know what, Kitty?
What, darling?
I've done it again.
That was Raise a Laugh with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Leighton Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray. The program was written by Bernard Botting and Charles Hart and produced for the BBC by Leslie Bridgman.